Florida's low cost of living and warm weather has long made it a destination for retirees and so-called snowbirds. But Hurricane Irma's devastation in the Sunshine State has some of those people rethinking that move south. With us now is Jessica Dickler, personal finance writer for CNBC.com. She's been writing about this. You can find her work at our website, onpointradio.org. Jessica Dickler, welcome to On Point. Your headline is Retirees Rethinking Florida Post-Irma. What's the evidence, and to go where?
Hi, Tom. Yes, the economist that I spoke to said that Florida, as the top retirement destination, could definitely be impacted after the recent hurricanes. And the retirees that I spoke to are also second-guessing their decisions. And some of the other states that are gaining ground also have nice weather and low cost of living, namely Georgia, Arizona, and the Carolinas.
So here's Florida. It's been a big destination for a long time, and it's not just the weather. You describe a kind of skein of amenities that have grown up over that time that have made it very attractive for retirees.
Well, yes, that's right. I mean, there's obviously there's an extensive availability of healthcare facilities, and then of course the recreation, like the beaches and golf, and there's also no personal income tax in Florida, which makes it particularly attractive for retirees hoping to kind of maintain their nest egg. But there are other states that offer low cost of living, that have nice weather, that offer golfing, maybe not the beach as much, but there are some contenders.
I mean, it's not as if everybody goes south when they retire. If I read you right, according to the Brookings Institute, less than 1% of Americans make an interstate move when they retire, but it's enough to affect the economies of many southern states.
Well, that's right. I mean, not that many retirees move in general between states, and more people are choosing to stay put, stay closer to their families, stay with their doctors that they know. But yes, these recent hurricanes could impact that even further, because there's also a psychological impact now, it seems, because there's been so many so close together with more on the horizon, that the overall impression is that it may be more dangerous now than it's been in the past.
Did you hear people saying that to you, Jessica, as they thought about retirement?
I did. I spoke to one retiree who said he'd been looking in the Miami Beach area, but was now feeling like that wouldn't be a necessarily good move for him, and, you know, what would that look like if there were more hurricanes? And even though the last string of hurricanes that really was harsh on Florida was, I mean, over 10 years ago, it feels very fresh now with so many back-to-back.
Florida's been the most attractive destination by far for seniors for a long time. What's the trend look like, though, when you compare Florida with other states where retirees may think of moving?
Well, yeah, I mean, overall, just by sheer numbers, Florida is the top spot and has been for a long time. But increasingly, there are more seniors that are looking at other states. Like I mentioned, Georgia and Arizona, even Tennessee. Those have all been gaining ground.
Is there an active competition for retirees to try and woo them into these other states? Are these all sort of, fighting for that inflow?
Well, I mean, yes, it is advantageous to have retirees coming into the state, particularly while they're still young enough and healthy enough to participate in the economy and recreation and overall, you know, come and buy houses and spend money or condos, that sort of thing. But Florida is still hoping that this is not the end for them, and that retirees, you know, after this maybe short-term blip, that retirees will continue to move there and enjoy the Sunshine State.
It's expensive to recover from disasters like this. And, of course, Texas had it along the Gulf Coast as well. And Texas, another top retirement spot, also has no income tax. Is the no income tax policy under question as these states look at the cost of rebuilding and being ready for maybe the next storm?
Well, the no income tax definitely is a very positive thing for retirees and will make a state particularly attractive as a destination. But with these hurricanes comes an increased cost to insurance, and that plays another important role here with budgets. So if insurance costs go go up, as they likely will, then that will, bring up the overall cost of living and make other states relatively more attractive.
You know, a storm comes through and it does its damage and we wring our hands and more over it, and then the sun comes back out and people want to be someplace comfortable. What do you think it would take to really change these flows, Jessica, of retirees and where they end up? Do you think Irma is enough to do that?
Well, it probably remains to be seen. I do think, and the economists that I spoke to did think, that there would be an impact here. After other storms in the past, particularly Hurricane Katrina, Louisiana saw a negative impact to their in-migration in the 5 years that followed. This will likely not be that bad, but some of it may depend on how Florida rebuilds or chooses to rebuild and what happens with insurance costs and other cost of living factors.
Jessica Dickler, writing for CNBC.com about retirees rethinking Florida and considering other destinations after Irma. Jessica, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks, Tom.